WDRC FM HD3, W277 DT Hartford, WSNG Torrington, WMMW Meredith, the talk of Connecticut.
House Democrats are about to huddle up.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, gathering this morning to consider finally sending the articles of impeachment accusing President Trump of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress to the Senate, picking the managers for the trial. Republican Congressman Jim Banks calls it a weak case, wishes he was a fly on the wall.
And I imagine in that conference meeting, they're going to do their best to get this moved on quickly so they never have to talk about it again.
The big issue, will there be new testimony?
Democrats want to hear from four current and former White House officials, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Republican leaders say they're willing to consider calling witnesses, but only after a trial is underway.
Fox's Mark Meredith, impeachment might be a topic tonight at the smallest Democratic presidential debate yet. Fox's Jeff Manasso live in Iowa.
Dave, Democrats are prepping for the final showdown weeks before the Iowa caucuses, where the stage tonight is set for a high-stakes debate in a field that still lacks a frontrunner, a field that's starting to turn on itself.
I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to trash me.
Bernie Sanders denying Elizabeth Warren's claim that he told her a woman can't win as they both fight for the progressive vote. Only six of 12 candidates qualified for tonight's Democratic debate here in Des Moines. Dave.
Jeff, for the fourth day in a row, there are protests in Iran, angry over their own country taking down a passenger jet.
Iran's justice chief says his country has made arrests in the shooting down of that Ukrainian Airlines plane last week that killed all 176 people on board. The announcement was made today on Iranian state television, that chief adding that extensive investigative activities have been taken, though no specific number was given regarding the number of arrests.
Fox's Trey Yings is the new college football champ, LSU.
As they say in the Bayou, there's it a bon time late. Let the good times roll.
That was the final call, ESPN, LSU beat Clemson 42-25. Fox News.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at pch.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at pch.com before it's too late. That's pch.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to pch.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Russian hackers are at it again. An American cybersecurity company claims they targeted the Ukrainian gas company at the heart of the impeachment drama.
Area One Security is a Silicon Valley company that specializes in email security, and they're out with a report that says Russian agents hacked Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company. Hunter Biden, son of Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden, had served on the Burisma board. No word yet on what the hackers may have gotten into, but the report says Russia launched a phishing campaign this past fall aimed at stealing login credentials from Burisma employees. President Trump's been impeached by the House, charged with abusing power for enlisting the Ukrainian government to investigate Joe Biden. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well, if you have a PC, today could be the start of a tougher time maintaining it. Microsoft will stop supporting Windows 7.
More than one-third of PCs around the world run Microsoft's Windows 7, according to Net Market Share. Starting today, Microsoft will no longer provide support for those users. That means no software updates and no security patches. However, some security researchers are warning users to make sure to get a final update today, if there is one. That's because there are reports of an extraordinarily serious security problem that affects all versions of Windows. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Major League Baseball has punished the Houston Astros for using cameras to steal signs during their World Series winning 2017 season. Fined $5 million for draft picks taken away. GM Jeff Luhnow, now manager A.J. Hinch suspended for a year. Then Astros owner Jim Crane fired them both.
MLB did a very thorough investigation, and the Astros fully cooperated.
Now, Boston manager Alex Cora was Houston's bench coach in 2017. He could also be suspended. The Red Sox also under investigation for sign stealing in 2018. America's listening to Fox News. I'm Dave Anthony.
In these new and challenging times, holding on to your money for yourselves and to help your family is so important. I'm Barry Horowitz, and I'd like to help. I know about living trusts and proper estate planning. My firm has free living trust seminars so you can get your questions answered without the pressure of an office visit. These seminars show you how you can avoid the probate process and save on estate taxes. How do you know if a living trust is worthwhile? Well, opinions vary, but we believe that if you have a home, then you should have a living trust.
Barry is hosting free living trust seminars Tuesday, January 21st in Middletown, Wednesday, January 22nd in Meriden, Thursday, January 23rd in South Windsor, and Saturday, January 25th in Norwalk. Seating is limited, so call 860-548-1000. Secure your family's future now. 860-548-1000. Online at preserveyourestate.com. .net.
I'm Barry Horowitz from Nierenstein Horowitz & Associates. Looking forward to seeing you and answering your questions.
Dental emergencies happen anytime. Luckily, Columbia Dental makes it easy. Open 7 days a week with late hours so you can get the help you need on your schedule. See Columbia Dental with multiple locations and all kinds of dentists and dental specialists. Call 860-645-0111 or online columbiadental.com.
Hey, this is Gary Byron. Join me this Saturday morning at 10:30 for the Columbia Dental Show. And don't forget to send any dental questions you have to columbiadentalradio@gmail.com.
Saturday and Sunday on the Talk of Connecticut start with the Big D.
Your favorite oldies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Then tune in all weekend long for the best talk.
The Garden Show.
If you notice any webbing on the top of a plant, you have spider mites.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
I would strongly consider thyroid replacement for somebody with a TSH of 3.6.
And the Car Doctor.
The downside of a ceramic head is when it's cold, it doesn't work as well.
The Talk of Connecticut. Weekend. Big D in the morning. And the best talk all day long.
An accident in Rocky Hill, I-91 northbound after exit 24. It's stop-and-go traffic from exit 22. Stop-and-go traffic, I-84 westbound, exit 56 to 47. I-84 eastbound, exit 39 to exit 46. Route 2 westbound, exit 8 to exit 5D. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
Scattered showers are possible for later on today, partly to mostly cloudy skies to start. Temperatures getting up near 45 degrees. The Surf Row of West Hartford, temperature 35 right now in Manchester.
The Brad Davis Radio Program with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 1033. We are the Talk of Connecticut.
Here we go. Oh, man.
Getting down to little MJ there.
Huh? Does that make you feel good?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I should say so.
That is, that's early 80s there, Michael Jackson.
Early 80s.
Well, actually, I think Off the Wall came out in 79.
79.
That was a great. Everybody thinks
but boy,
of,
what a.
Everybody thinks of Thriller and Bad, but I mean, Off the Wall was just.
Some of the, you know something, you go through some of this music and you say to yourself, wow, boy, it really is good. It really is good.
I agree.
Turns you on.
It does. It gets you going in the morning. Perfect.
Yep.
For a perfect way. You got Brad Davis, Gary Byron, you got a little funk going, some 70s and early 80s. Great way to get you Get you motivated and start your day off on the right foot.
That's right. And keep going.
8:09, by the way. Excuse me, 9 minutes after 8. And it's Brad Davis and Gary Byron, your old buddies here in the morning. Appreciate you tuning us in, being a part of your morning. And we were talking a little while ago about how today in our state, it is a significant day. Brad, I think you brought it up, and you were absolutely right. It is a key day because, and I think a lot of people, and mainly the Republicans in the state of Connecticut, are focused on two towns in particular who are holding special elections. And what we'll be curious to know is if this whole transportation plan, the tolling controversy, these two special elections, whether the tolling plan will infiltrate the decisions of the constituency in both of these towns, respectively. You know, you can't help but to wonder, is this a referendum on tolls? Basically, is what I'm curious about. So, joining us next is the state of Connecticut Republican chair, J.R. Romano. J.R., good morning.
Good morning, J.R.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you this morning?
Good.
I would imagine you've got a busy day. Are you going to be in both Fairfield and Colchester?
Actually, I'm going to be spending the day making phone calls out of our office.
Okay. For both of the candidates?
Correct.
So before you joined us, Brad and I were just chatting a little bit on, you know, there's been such a longstanding controversy when it comes to the governor's supposed transportation plan. It's 12 tolls, 15 tolls, gantries on bridges, or is it going to be trucks only? And was that just a facade to get all cars? And look, we can speculate all we want because, listen, the bill hasn't even been drafted yet and hasn't even gone public to the legislators. That all said, though, JR, do you believe there's any link? Is this a referendum on the governor's transportation plan?
I certainly think there's going to be people that are motivated to stop this. And in a special election when, you know, your average turnout is around 20%.
Yeah.
I'm assuming those people that are tired of being overtaxed, government mismanaging the money they do take. I think there's going to be a lot of people coming out to say no to not only tolls, but just what the Democrats have done to Connecticut.
Yeah, there you are.
And one seat, the one in Fairfield, was held by Representative Brenda Kupchick. And we mentioned a little while ago, she decided to run for mayor last year. She won. She is now the mayor. So that was a Republican-held seat. And then the one in Colchester was held by the late Representative Linda Orange, who, unfortunately and sadly, passed away. And she had held that seat for, oh, my goodness, a trillion years, it seems. And that was that's a Democrat seat. Number one, JR, by your estimates, are we expected, the Republicans, that is, to retain the seat in Fairfield and gain a seat in Colchester? What's the prognosis going into it?
Well, here's the thing. As long as Republicans go out and vote, right? So oftentimes you'll hear, what does my vote matter? Things of that nature. It'd be very easy for me to say, I think we have a tremendous opportunity, particularly in that Linda Orange seat, the where Colchester is a predominant town in it. But it means that Republicans need to get out and vote. When turnout is so low in a city like Colchester, where there are more Democrats or Republicans, this is an opportunity where we can come out and force and say that we've had enough. So I have a very good feeling going in. Obviously, special elections, you never know. Just because it's a game of turnout.
Would you happen to know the other towns that are lumped in that district with Colchester for that seat?
It's Lebanon, let's say Mansfield, part of Willimantic. It's little slivers of all the town around. I think Colchester makes up around 65%.
Yeah, and that's why I keep saying Colchester, because it's the majority of that district. Historically, I've always heard that the lower the turnout, the better it is for Democrats, and that when there's a high turnout, the better it is for Republicans. How would you assess that?
I think it depends on the town.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think obviously if we're talking a special election in, say, New Haven, you know, it depends on, but I think on average, you're probably right. I think every district's a little different, but I'm certainly hoping for high Republican turnout, high turnout in the specials this morning.
Yeah, I would hope so. But I mean, the weather's not bad. I mean, you may get a few sprinkles out there, but it's not unseasonably cold. It's, listen, actually, if anything, people would say for January, we've had colder, you know, and it's not going to be pouring. It's not a middle of a snowstorm, you know. I mean, there's really no excuse for people to not get the opportunity in those districts to get to the polls by 8 p.m. tonight.
Correct. Yeah, it's a major opportunity. I mean, I think the governor's office and the Democrats are so desperate to hold on to this idea of another revenue grab with tolls. I mean, Gary, I don't know if you saw, and Brad, you either, if you saw the latest polls and how WTNH, the current, the governor's popularity is rising.
We were just discussing that.
25% to 28%. Right,
well, yeah.
And they're trying to spin it as though somehow tolls have become palatable.
Yeah,
well, I know.
Before you came on, actually, before the top of the hour of 8, we were actually discussing that very poll, and it all comes down to who are the people that were being polled and where did the polling take place. That has everything to do with how it can be skewed to favor one thing or another,
or the question. Like, for example,
the question.
Do you want Connecticut's bridges and roads to crumble and fall apart? No. Well, it takes money. I mean, it entirely based on how the questions are formatted as well.
Very true. Exactly. What I'm wondering, though, JR, and you're the perfect person to ask this question to as the state GOP chair, is how closely are Republican leaders in our state eyeballing these two elections as a precursor to the November elections?
Well, that's always a hard measure. My belief is that in 2020 will be similar to 2016. You know, what makes me laugh about the Connecticut Democratic Party is this. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, the evilness of the world were the one percenters, right?
Yeah,
wealth
right.
was terrible.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Wealth is terrible.
Now, but they have no problem with someone like Ned Lamont buying the gubernatorial election. When in 2018 you had between Ned Lamont and Chris Murphy spending $30 million more than the Republican Party to win elections. And that $30 million barely got them over the goal line. We had, and you know this, Gary, from the legislature, there was about 22 races that were decided by 2 percentage points.
Yeah.
The governor only won by 40,000 votes. And when you combine that with the fact that they outspent us by about $30 million, I think 2020 is going to be very competitive regardless of today.
Regardless of Trump being at the top of the ticket.
Well, if everyone forgets, in 2016, we made gains.
Yeah,
gains.
Well, in 2016, but he wasn't president at that time. He was running.
No,
he himself was a candidate.
And I can tell you, based on the economy, based on what's happening, there are people that have been surprised by how he's been able to deliver for the hard average worker and family in this country. You know, it was just announced that he's bringing another plant back from Mexico. You know, Chrysler's moving to build Dodge. You know, they're bringing it back. These are accomplishments of the president. And of course, when the media, 98% of the stories they do about him is negative. But you can't argue with how the economy's been strong. Now, it hasn't been strong here in Connecticut.
Well, that's
because of the Democrats.
Yeah, we have a Democrat governor and Democrat-led legislature in both the House and Senate
that's blocking
everything.
The Democratic Party that we're going to remind voters increased taxes for the third budget cycle in a row. I mean, there is nuance to the fact that average hardworking families now are paying higher taxes. And my favorite spin of the Democrats are like, it's not higher taxes. We just decided to tax more things.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. But you're also speaking as with common sense and how the majority of the country views Trump. You're not considering how the Northeast, Connecticut, especially being deep blue, thinks. We all know, you and I both know, that the unaffiliateds and the independents are those who determine who wins and who loses at the polls on election day.
Correct.
Because the card-carrying Republicans are going to vote for the Republicans, and the card-carrying Democrats are going to vote for the Democrats. So it's the moderates, and it's the independents, and it's the unaffiliateds. And they are the ones that you've got to convince.
Yes, and I think I, unlike the Democrats, give the unaffiliated voters much more credit for understanding what the Democratic Party's done to Connecticut. There are certainly people who are blinded by their own emotion and don't fully understand the damage and ramifications of voting for Democrats in Connecticut. And frankly, those are the people that can afford to be offended by Trump. I mean, I always laugh when someone yells at me about Donald Trump. I normally say, I bet your station in life is pretty good. Because most of my friends and family that are struggling to make ends meet, they may not like some of the tweets, they may not like some of the things that he said, but at the end of the day, for most families, it's our country's better off than it was 4 years ago. And so, you know, that's the part where if you are so blinded, you're never going to not vote for, or you're never going to vote for common sense. You're simply going to vote for your own self-gratification because you get some sense that you're taking it to Donald Trump. And frankly, that's sad to me. It means that you can't be nuanced and understand, you know, public policy from a local, state, and federal level, which is actually sad, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, because they're getting their information on a media that's already biased against Donald Trump.
Correct. And when you have, you know, when I was going door knocking, someone said, "Why I can't vote for your candidate because he had said that he wants the president to be successful." Why would you not want the president to be successful? I mean, let's not forget the Democrats were rooting for a recession. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that when they were rooting for a recession so that it increased their opportunity to win?
Yeah, who roots against your country? You know, it just takes me back from when, you know, my candidate did not win the presidential election in 2008 and 2012 when they went against Barack Obama. But you know what? Barack Obama, he won. He was my president, even though I didn't vote for him. And of course I root. I mean, you root for the country. You know, you're an American first and foremost. You're not anti-American. We didn't become an anti-American. But the Democrats don't seem to have that rationale, do they?
No, they it's because for Democrats, it's often more about winning the election and power.
Yeah,
right?
Power
and so the ebbs and flows of an economy or something, that really doesn't matter. I mean, my favorite is there's an article that was in The Current from a former, there was a quote, it wasn't The Current, I'm sorry, it was WTNH that did a story about tolls, and it was a guy in West Hartford. And he's a former Current reporter, but he's also now an advocate, according to his profile, an advocate for the poor. And he basically said anyone that's against tolls is a whiner. Now, he is a guy that's an advocate for the poor, but yet, and of course he's a Democrat.
He's an advocate for the poor. But he wants to get everybody to pay more taxes. They can't afford it. Yeah. I can't make heads or tails of that. That's
there it is.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, but because the worldview is we're better off giving more money to the government than keeping it for ourselves. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, like the government can take better care. Yeah, they can handle your money better than you can handle your money. That's basically right. What he's saying.
Yeah.
All right, JR. Listen, I know you've got a busy day today. Go ahead, Brad, really quick.
I just wanted to ask you one question here. That's all. You know, whenever you follow a certain person that is running for office, and I was shocked in the beginning when Trump went out and he was going to be in such and such a place, you couldn't see the people. There were so many people, and it was hours before they were all there. I mean, is it their popularity, or is it because they have done a good job? Why would they get that many people following them?
Because here's, for Donald Trump, what so many Americans have realized is that he truly cares about its people. He cares about families in this country. He cares that Americans are doing better. And so he goes to work every day trying to make sure that we as a nation and we as people can be as successful as possible. And that's what so many Americans have figured out. And that he will take on the media, he will take on the establishment if he believes what he's doing is going to help your family. And that's why he gets all these crowds. That's why he's getting all this cheering.
Yeah, and really quickly, you had said something about the one percenters. You know, there's people who are one percenters on the Democrat side. Let's not forget that. The people like Michael Moore, who have a gazillion dollars in several homes, and he ranks on the, you know, he about the 1%, and yet he falls into it. Do as I say, not as I do, is their philosophy on the other side. Hey, listen, Jerry, we do have to take a break. We really appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the races. The entire state is really watching these. I believe it is a referendum on how things will end up going in November. So let's hope that the next time that we talk, we're victorious.
I agree with you. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. All right, 8:25, guys, 25 minutes after 8. It's Brad Davis and yours truly, Gary Byron, coming right back.
Talk to Brad and Gary. 888-574-2723. The Brad Davis Radio Program on the Talk of Connecticut.
Looking for a skilled nursing and rehab center? Touchpoints Rehab Services include skilled nursing, dementia memory care, orthopedic and surgical rehab, outpatient therapy, home care, discharge planning, and a comprehensive congestive heart failure program with advanced therapies not available elsewhere. Touchpoints Rehab also provides pulmonology care with a pulmonology and respiratory therapy team. Call 860-812-0788. Touchpoints Rehab Centers are in Manchester, Bloomfield, East Windsor, and Farmington. Touchpoints Rehab is part of the iCare Health Network. Visit iCareHN.com. That's iCareHN.com. Find out why folks say it's the place they trust with mom's care.
Hello, I'm Dawn from Daily Kynard and Memorial Company. Rick and I would love to assist you in choosing a memorial to reflect your loved one's memory. We are a family-run business since 1907 with a tremendous amount of knowledge. Maybe you've been thinking about preparing your own memorial so that things are left for family members later. We offer personal care and quality memorials at a reasonable price. We are right next to WDRC at 855 Blue Hills Avenue. Call us at 860-242-4133 or check out our website at dailykynard.com. Making that call to Daily Kynard and Memorial Company will be much easier than you thought.
Hey, it's Lars Larson. Americans learn the name of the whistleblower who implicated President Trump. The Democrat Party gets its way. An American president will be removed from office through impeachment for the very first time. And they want to tell Americans, you don't have the right to know the name of the person who brought the accusation that started all this impeachment nonsense to begin with? Weeknights, 9 to midnight, on the Talk of Connecticut, WDRC, WSNG, and WMMW.
In Cromwell, I-91 northbound is closed due to a multi-vehicle accident between exits 21 and 22. It stopped traffic from exit 20. In Rocky Hill, an accident, I-91 northbound after exit 24. The shoulder is blocked. It's stop-and-go traffic from exit 22. I-91 southbound is stop-and-go from exit 34 to 32. I-84 eastbound, exit 39 to 46. I-84 westbound, exit 56 to 47. I'm Schaefer, time saver traffic.
Scattered showers are possible later on today. It's partly mostly cloudy skies to start. Temperatures getting up near 45 degrees. The Serve Pro of West Hartford temperature 35 right now in Rocky Hill.
The Brad Davis Radio Program with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 103.3. We are the Talk of Connecticut. Oh,
darling, I hope you're well. Yes, I hope you're all well.
It's boy, important that you're well.
We're busy, busy, busy.
Because if you're sick, like a lot of people are feeling in this state, for reasons that are kind of obvious. Listen, by the way, it's 8:29. Real quick here. My goodness, look at the guests we had on this morning. Really jam-packed with information. Special election, special session. It's just a special kind of day. That's
you
what
got
kind of
it.
Hey, listen, the phone number, toll-free anywhere in our state. Anywhere, 888-574-2723. Once again, toll-free anywhere is 1-888.